This is episode 1673. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, beginning a brand new year. And here you are, getting ready to meditate. This may be a New Year's resolution for you, or you may already be a longtime meditator. You may listen to this podcast on a regular basis, and I thank you if you do. As you begin your brand new year, you may want to go back and listen to a previous episode where there's a full guided meditation guiding you to select three words to focus on this year. And in yesterday's episode, you were encouraged to select three virtues. Now, many people choose three words and focus on those, and those words might be more organized, or it might be to work out more, or to be a better parent, or a better friend or partner. Those are more task-oriented types of resolutions, and they are good. Those are things that you would like to do. You probably want to do those things because you feel you'll be happier, you'll have a better quality of life, and that is such a beautiful pursuit. But to get there, it's vital to understand your interior life. When it comes to making resolutions, whether it's for a new year or a resolution about something in your life or maybe what you want to do for the planet, we often focus on the exterior, those things outside of us and our doing. But this neglects the interior, our being, and that's the part you reach when you meditate. And so if you focus on the virtues, and in yesterday's episode, I encouraged you to select at least one virtue to focus on. And this could be your word for the year. I like to focus on three. I used to focus on just one, but I find that if I focus on three virtues, I haven't found it to be too much. I like to keep things simple, but I noticed when I focus on three virtues, they usually complement each other. And so there's a lot of synergy there, and that actually becomes more powerful for me that I've noticed when I choose three virtues to focus on, than if I just choose one virtue. So you can decide for yourself. And when you focus on a virtue, you are able to begin the all-important process of understanding your interior life. If you neglect that being part of you where you're simply being rather than doing, and tasks and goals and to-dos, you never really make sense of your interior life. And so you may find that you struggle with the same emotional issues again and again, and you feel like you never have a rest. You feel like you never have peace. But when you begin to focus on the interior, which is what you do when you meditate, so you are on the right track, you get to know yourself so much better. So your intuition improves and you have a deeper sense of inner wisdom. It's not to say that you're going to be able to manage stress away from your life. What it means rather is that you'll notice what causes you stress And when you're in certain situations, you will notice, okay, I'm probably going to be experiencing some stress here, or this makes me angry, or I'm going to likely feel depressed after going through this experience. But you understand that, and so you're able to process it so much better, and you're able to accept it instead of mask it, or even to numb out to where you don't really know how you feel. You could have a really joyful situation and you don't really feel the joy, or you could have an upsetting situation, which you will, and you don't allow yourself to process your pain. And so your pain just gets worse because it's still there. It hasn't gone away. Or you can become so focused on one emotion, such as something painful, that you begin to ruminate on it. And so when you honor your interior life by focusing on virtues, on what you want to be as a human being, you begin to feel more at peace. And that's likely what brought you here to meditate. So settle yourself down now and get ready to meditate. We have our full guided meditations on our Sip and Om meditation app. There you can try it for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,600 meditations. You can meditate for up to half an hour there. That's for you if you want to go a little more deeply. You get weekly journals and a weekly slowdown guide as well there. So that's the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free. And as you settle yourself down right this moment, bring to mind how you're feeling right now. How are you feeling as you launch into your brand new year? You may feel a little excited and a little anxiety. That's natural. Think about a virtue you'd like to have. Maybe perseverance, kindness, courage, honesty. These qualities that make you a better human being, that make the planet a better place. What would you like to focus on? Bring to mind three virtues. And become familiar with these virtues by feeling them. Visualize yourself exhibiting these virtues. See yourself fully engaged in these virtues as if you've already acquired them. Allow yourself to be. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable meditating. End your meditation always on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.